want to say thanks to Ralph for the worship this morning, and to Jason and Aaron both for really going right in line, taking us to a little deeper place than we were already with the sharing and the encouragement. Wonderful thoughts to keep our hearts moving closer. We're blessed with some godly men and women here, aren't we? That's a wonderful thing. The scripture reading from the Message. Remember Sean read Psalm 100 from the NIV. From the Message it says, "On your feet now, applaud God. Bring a gift of laughter. Sing yourselves into God's presence. Know this, God is God, and God, God." That's awesome. "Know this, God is God, and God, God." I know, that's just powerful. "He made us. We didn't make him. We're his people, his well-tended sheep. Enter with the password, thank you. Make yourselves at home talking praise. Thank him. Worship him, for God is sheer beauty, all generous in love, and loyal always and forever." Let's pray together. Lord, I confess up front, I'm not the one that should be sharing this message. I know maybe I should. There's a lot of wrestling with this one. You are so deserving of not just the words of our mouths, but as David says, the meditations of our heart, because we know that's where the words of our mouth come from. And Lord, you deserve for all of that and all of us to be expressing thanksgiving and gratitude from the deepest, deepest places in us. You are so good. You are good, and you are great, and you are nice and kind and powerful, but you're not mushy nice, God. You're the real good kind of nice. Kind of moves us to better places. And I pray this morning that we open our hearts to understand the beauty and the power of gratitude and the bad, bad stuff that the lack of gratitude does to us. We love you and we praise you. And one more thing, and what the lack of it does to the world as well. We love you, God. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen. Help me for just a moment, if you will. I thought I could come up with some of these ideas, but they're there. But it would help if we all did this just for a moment. So just for a moment, I want you to imagine, not just imagine, but live like, act like we're in a classroom setting, and you get to talk back. And tell me some of the things that we really should be thankful for. Okay, I mean, I'm really glad we're having this time this morning because apparently we really need it. See, so we've been talking about the kingdom of heaven and what that would look like. And today, as we're traveling down this canyon, through this canyon, we've gone from other places now into the heart of gratitude or thankfulness. And we, as God's children, welling up with things to be thankful for. Help me out here just for a moment. Go ahead. To preach, not yours. Just, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Yeah, I'm kidding. It's just an easy opportunity. Talking about those who didn't find Jesus growing up in the church, right? Those who struggled and those who came another route. And he was one of those guys. And if you know Spike, he's very sincere and generous. And it's just an easy. Sorry about that. Someone over here said something. Our families, amen. Anybody else? Church family? Our salvation, amen. Back here. Another day, amen. Anyone else? prayer. Amen. The right and the opportunity to be here. Anyone else? Just shout it out. We'll make it work. The Holy Spirit. Amen. That's good. Yeah. Amen. Anyone else? Well, see, guys, you just can't hardly wait. I don't know. Good health. Amen. That's big. Anyone else? Pardon me?
To be able to hear God's
That's awesome. And we all need to have a list a mile long, right? Someone else said something, I believe.
She said exactly what I had in mind. The way I was going to say air, water, and God's
creation. Amen. Anyone else? Nick.
Grace and mercy.
Man, this list could go on and on. I mean, it's not that it could. It does go on and on, right? What we have to be thankful for. The struggle is we don't slow down sometimes enough to think about the things that we should be thankful for. And so such a natural response is, well, we need to be thankful to God. Why? And everybody goes, Mom, I don't know. Everything, Cheryl says, and that's right. He's the giver of all good things, right? And we've heard from health to spiritual to salvation. I mean, so many wonderful things. So let's just for a moment, because he deserves it, let's stand. We're going to sing a song. My mind wasn't going here, but I think we need to sing a song. Everybody stand. We know this song now, Psalm 95. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. May be seated. Sing yourselves into his presence. Remember the message a few moments ago? That's powerful. And so my wrestle this morning, okay, I'm pretty jacked up because this sermon has been, I really want to be a thankful person. I want to be a positive person. And there's always these things slamming into me sometimes. This morning, we got a new printer in the office, and it's not that I procrastinate. I just, busy, you know, stuff that's always getting in the way. And so I'm going to print this stuff off when I get over here and put the PowerPoint together with much help and get here. And the printer isn't linked to my computer because it's new. And the PowerPoint's not working right. And I'm running around going, I got like a half an hour. I got like 25 minutes. I got 10 minutes. I got 3 minutes. I got to go. And nothing's working. And in the middle of all of this, I'm as your pulse is racing, I'm remembering, man, this is a great problem to have. I'm alive with this problem. Look at the people around me, and I have this problem. It's this thankfulness. It really is something that's got to go beyond everything. We're so trapped in our condition, so trapped in our environment that everything gets to disrupt the right heart that God wants me to have. Listen to some of these scripture. Scott, in just a moment, I want you to turn, but Jehoshaphat, they're being attacked by, they're ready to be attacked by this great army. And as they go out, God has challenged them, I'm taking care of you. You need only go and watch. And as he's going to see, as God's children are going to the hillside to watch this deliverance that he's going to give them, he sends out the Levites in the front of this army, and they're singing. They're being threatened. Their very lives are being threatened. Okay, and they're singing, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." They haven't seen the victory yet. They haven't been spared yet. They are threatened by people much, much greater than them, so much more powerful than them. And if God doesn't show up, they're dead. And so they just walk out with the praise team in the front. "Come, let's sing for joy." I mean, they're singing thanksgiving to God. And the Bible says, as they sang, the Lord set up ambushes against the people that were attacking them. That's powerful. David says, "Give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known among the nations what he has done." Give thanks to the Lord, call on his name. It's your job to make known among the nations what he has done. That's what he's called us to. Why is our country so distracted? And we have such an issue with Christianity. Christians aren't just simply making known. We're preaching against a lot of stuff, but we're not making known among the nations the wonderful things the Lord has done. Scott, if you would go through a few of the scripture here. Colossians chapter 3. I just want to just rapidly hear from one. I've got a few scriptures. I just want to press this issue of God calling us to thanksgiving. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, or gratitude or appreciation, whatever you want to use here. They fit well. "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs," or songs from the Spirit, "singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." And you hear this call of thankfulness, of appreciation, of gratitude. The attitude of the kingdom truly is gratitude. It's thankfulness. It's appreciation to God and to one another. It's not my mom telling me I need to say thank you. Your brother did that for you. Go say thanks. I don't know. I'm going to say thanks. That doesn't mean anything. It's a heart of thanksgiving. It's a heart that is deeply has a thanksgiving appreciation deeply entrenched. That is who I truly am. And to say my personality doesn't get me there is wrong. This isn't about personality. To say I don't work like that, it doesn't work like that. It is you. It is in you because God is God and he calls it out. Go ahead, Scott. "Therefore," in Hebrews 12, "therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire." I apologize. While I'm reading this, my mind's going to the several verses before this that are stunning. And I need you to go home and read them. You want to go home and read the verses. There's about 10 verses before this that are just really powerful, talking about God and who he is and what he's called us to. And then he says, "Since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire." And we feel that, right? Not going to burn us up, going to consume us with his wonder, consume us with his power. Next scripture, please. "So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness." There's all these challenges to live this life like this, do this, and be thankful with gratitude and overflowing with thanksgiving. And it's a press on us. Next scripture, Scott. This is the last one for now. "Rejoice always." Paul says in Philippians 4, as you know, "Rejoice in the Lord always." I'll say it again, rejoice. And I remember old-timers saying, you know, as I was a kid, "He thought that's such a big deal, he said to do it again." He said to do it twice. It was important. So he brought it back up. And he's saying, rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Give thanks for all circumstances? No. Give thanks in all circumstances. God is your God. You're not controlled by your environment. He is your God. You're a part of something greater than all of this. Thank God you're part of something greater than all of this. Thank God that we are a part of something greater than all of this. So it's important from God's perspective. It's important from His perspective that I cultivate a heart of thanksgiving. There's something about being appreciative that puts me in right relationship with God. I say it like that, but there's not something about it. It's what it is. God is such an incredible God. A heart of gratitude is just the right relationship. It's what He's called us to. It's showing that we see what He's doing and we're thankful for it. But it goes deeper than that. I remember being often in Honduras, and I know Tom and Jason could tell the story about India and Haiti, some of the guys who've been there. They're so without, and most of their hearts are so thankful. And we have everything. And we tend to be so bitter and so empty. And God is trying to point us to something. And so beyond the scripture, though, beyond the scripture that we're looking at, that's calling us to a heart of gratitude or an attitude of gratitude, that rhymes so well, or thanksgiving or appreciation. Plug in whichever one you want. It works. Aside from the scripture, there are a few other benefits here as well. In some research, I found a lot of documented information. Obviously, we know that a right relationship with God is one of the benefits of gratitude. But how about this one? Having a right heart of being thankful or having gratitude in our hearts, it blesses or helps lead to healthy social relationships. It blesses or opens doors for me to have right connections with people. Folks who are studied and proven to be people who live a life of gratitude or thankfulness actually suffer less depression than other people, other folks who tend to not be so thankful. They have documented cases where the immune system of a thankful heart is stronger than the immune system of folks who struggle with the lack of appreciation for life. The general disposition, the hope in the future, the excitement of life, it's all different. And the press there is that when you start to see and be thankful, or those who are thankful or have a heart of gratitude tend to begin seeing it everywhere. And isn't that what God is telling us? That there is life everywhere. I've given you good things everywhere. I've blessed you in every situation. You should be able to see it. But we don't always see it, right? So much information. Look it up. It is powerful, the information on the effect of being thankful on the heart, the soul, the mental capacity, on every part of a human being's life. Interesting that God called us to be thankful or to be have a heart of gratitude over and over and over and over and over and over and over. Lower stress levels, lower frustration, lack of worry, issues that destroy the lives of people. When we are thankful or appreciative of what's going on in our lives because of Him and because of others, our existence is just better. It's way better. In her book, The Power of Appreciation in Business, Noelle Nelson says, appreciation is not a concept. Appreciation is the way of thinking and feeling that must be expressed in action. Valuing people and your product or service must be demonstrated physically. It isn't something you just say. It's what you live. It's how you deal with people on a daily basis, or how you interact with them. I couldn't read my writing. I'm sorry. I jotted down over here right before I got up for the sermon. And the last thing that's ever to be taken away from us, right, is the power to choose our own attitude. They can take everything from you, whoever they is, I don't know. but you can be stripped of everything, but you still have the ability to choose your attitude. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, right, and others we've read about in horrible, horrible situations. But they choose appreciation, they choose service, they choose to show thankfulness and serving others. And that's another byproduct, by the way, of those who express or live a life of appreciation, those are the men and the women who tend to serve and care about the needs of others, be it a neighbor who's elderly, the homeless, the sick, or whatever. It's the ability to see the need for my help or my assistance, and because of appreciating all God has done for me, I will be a part of this situation and help out. That's powerful. But then there's the result of the lack of gratitude or appreciation. It's probably not necessary to go back in Israel's history in the Old Testament and see where they grumbled against God. They weren't thankful. They're constantly saying when they were led out of Egypt, were there not enough graves in Egypt? They go a little further. Were there not enough graves in Egypt? They go a little further. Did you have to bring us out here because there was nowhere to bury us in Egypt? We would have been better in slavery than just buried out here. And he gives them food through manna, through quail. He gives them water, and they grumble, and they grumble. And one time he sends an angel, right? Because of their grumbling, a destroying angel. And people are killed because of grumbling. I don't know how you feel when you look out for your children and you try to give and you encourage and you bless and you try to teach and you give gifts and you provide meals and you hear whining and negative and I'm bored and I want and this isn't fine. It just kind of goes through me to see that happen on occasion because you got everything I have, right? And can you imagine God listening to us? Listening, I mean, if he heard. If God heard. If God heard. Every thought of my heart, he does. He hears it all. He hears the words, not just the thoughts of my heart, the words I actually say. The nonsense. The just garbage that just pours out. Of mouths about situations and people and things when God has so richly blessed us. The results of the lack of gratitude or thankfulness or appreciation. Bitterness, deep, entrenched bitterness. Jealousy, distraction from the goal. How many folks I've heard say, I wish I could see God working. I wish I knew God was working in lives. I would like to know that. And he's working all around them, but there's so much frustration and so much bitterness. And there's a natural flow here. A comment I wrote down that I really like. It says, a cold heart is the result of the lack of gratitude toward God, which results in, you need to get this one, unbelief. When you or I fail to see God and say thanks. Oh, by the way, thanks. Thank you. I see what you're doing. Thank you very much. There's a sunset. Thanks. How many times do we just see him do simple things and it just doesn't well up anything in us? Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. The lack of thankfulness leads to me stopping, me not being able to see him continue. I don't have the capacity to see him working anymore. which results in a cold heart, which results in unbelief. It's the process of maybe falling away from God or being lost or distracted from Him. My lack of just saying thanks and living it out in my life, because it is the opposite of what He's called us to. I see you at work. Thank you. I see what you're doing. Thanks. It's where all distraction begins. Me failing to see what He's doing in my life. Often because of frustration or hardship or disappointment. We don't typically just say, I'm not going to say thanks anymore. We get too busy. We get distracted. We get hurt. We get frustrated. And then we don't see anything but those things. It leads to the lack of relationship spiritually with God, the lack of relationship spiritually with others. It leads to the lack of strong social relationships, disconnection from God and others, and a distracted life and lifestyle. I think that sums us up well. It's such a stark contrast to be in a place like Honduras and do little or nothing for someone and their gratitude is outrageous, and to go to great lengths for someone in our entitled Western culture and hear nothing. Not that we're living for appreciation, but we have so taken for granted and it becomes so about ourselves that we have a difficulty to find the capacity to say thank you or express appreciation. Okay, I think we get the point, right? God has really made it clear through Scripture He wants us to be thankful, not just Thanksgiving Day. It's such a big deal. We made it a holiday. It must be important, right? He wants us to be thankful. It's all through the Word. But then as you start looking at health issues involved, you start seeing He made us to be thankful, and the lack of thanksgiving, it's killing us. The stress levels are higher. Depression is outrageous. So many people are medicated for so many issues that result from things like this in the Lord. And so how to cultivate a heart of gratitude or thankfulness toward God? How would I get there? Because it's in me, and it's in you. And it's so easy to say, as I mentioned before, and I've heard this so many times, that's not in me. That's not my personality. That's not how I'm made. No, it really is how you're made. God made you. He wired it into you. This isn't about personality. It's more about disposition. It's more about the real heart of who you are or who I am. So the ways to develop to cultivate a heart of thankfulness or an attitude of gratitude. One, reflect on all God has done for you. And do it often. See, in order to reflect on all God has done for me, I would start now, and one day I'll end up in heaven and I'll still be reflecting. So there's really no time to whine and complain and grumble, because you could fill up every day complete of your existence of all the good things that God has done and is doing for you. And there's so many things you'll never know. And when you get to heaven, you can say, I'll ask Him about it. And He'll laugh and say, when you get to heaven, you're going to hit your knees and be stunned for eternity. Reflect on all God has done for you. Self-examination. Man, see honestly who you are. See, we don't look at ourselves. We never understand the truth about this deal. As long as I don't look at me, I think I deserve this. I think I deserve a pretty good shake here. But when I think about me, I can see everything in my life as a great blessing. When I'm honest with myself about me. Next, read the Word. Get in the Bible, because the Bible will push you to thanksgiving. It will press you. Spend time in prayer, because when you start talking to God for real, immediately, He will move you to thanksgiving. Think. Just think for once. Just think. Turn off the TV. Turn off the radio. Turn off whoever's yapping in your ear. Not the sermon right now. We'll be done in a minute. And think. Just think. Help somebody. You're expressing this gratitude just in your helping. Help somebody, not just on Thanksgiving or Christmas, but help because that's who you are. Meditate on how you've been impacted by someone who has a heart of thanksgiving and say, thank you. Thank you, I appreciate you. Thank you. You mean a lot to me. And say it until you mean it. No, better yet, just mean it when you say it. And then what my mom always said in the song we always sing or have sung in the past, count your blessings. If all else fails, just start counting. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Call them out. It will surprise you what the Lord has done. When we see things in a negative light, it tends to pollute our hearts. And it's a very contagious disease. It's not just that it pollutes your heart, but you pollute the heart of everyone around you. And when you see the heart of a person with a polluted heart, and you look at their children, and you look at their friends, and you look at their deep relationships, pollution, 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 pollution. Because a heart that lacks gratitude destroys the gratitude in others. It's contagious. You can't be around it. We're so drawn into it, though, that we want to hear. Why does gossip just go crazy? Because it's contagious. Satan wants to kill you with it. And so often he does. He kills all appreciation, all gratefulness. It's a very contagious disease, and we begin... I already said that. Sorry, thank you. Okay, this is the last thought, and then we'll be finished today. I want to say thank you to you, my Sunshine family. I get to tell God a lot. I'm thankful to him. Not as much as I should, but I get to. But I'm really thankful for you. The impact that every one of you have had on my life is not small. I really don't know what person I would be or where I would be or what I would be like if it weren't for God's work through you and through so many other Christians. I hear friends not of this place say things like, hey, James, that's neat. You get to serve as a minister to Sunshine and Intermission. Wow, you get to have influence on so many people. And I quickly correct them and say, I know when I get home, this is really going to be the case. God's going to open this video up, and he's going to show all the people in my life and that people think that I have any sway with. And he's going to say, it took every one of them to get you home. It took every one of them to move you and work with you and bend you and change you so that I could get you home. As Jason would say, God's doing his greatest work through us now, right? He's moving in us, in community. And I'm so thankful for your hearts because you serve so well. You participate in the lives of people, not just here, but in the community. You have a bigger plan in mind than just serving yourselves. You really want what God wants. And that presses me in deep places. I watch and I hear you say things about people that are hurting, the poor and the homeless, the struggling in other countries, those dying in the Horn of Africa. I hear you wrestling with God and wanting to know him better, and all of that presses me. And sometimes I watch you a little disappointed in me, and that's really good for me too. But you're always kind, you're always nice, you're always warm, you're always praying, you're always accepting. And all of this is so good for me. I thank you for your faith. I thank you for your weaknesses that you'll show openly. Because of that, all of that is good for me. So thank you. Thanks very much. I appreciate you, and I mean it. I really, really, really do. Let's pray together. Father, thanks for this time. Thanks for a moment just to slow down and think. about you, to be thankful for who you are and what you're doing. And I pray that as we wrestle with this attitude of gratitude, this thankful heart, Lord, I pray that you would really move us to better places. And I pray that you would not just, I know it doesn't work like that. We can't just be thankful to you and not be thankful for those around us. Those two go hand in hand. Draw us to you, Lord. If anybody needs to respond here today, call them to you, whether they need prayer or whether they need to die to themselves and be immersed into your kingdom, God. We love you, and it's in your son's name we pray, amen. However you desire to respond, why don't you come forward? There'll be an elder on either side of the auditorium. Stand.